Ray's speech is slurred, his phrases are vague, and there's constant shifting and fidgeting. He's a mess. What originally did you get convicted of when you were in high school? I ask.
It was a burglary.
What'd you take?
It was like a tit-for-tat thing or whatever. Someone got over on me, and then I went back and went in there and tried to make up for what I lost by taking some stuff. I took some bullshit like video games and just whatever I could grab and stuff. But I got a burglary charge because I went in the house with the intent to commit a crime. But I was just young and stupid.
Felony charges. Intent is key. Just ask Hillary Clinton. Ray's father was in construction, but then got into
video production and stuff
with his mom.
They do music. They record independent artists, independent bands, music videos, or if you were doing a commercial or filming your podcast.
What's the mom's role?
My mother. She's a singer. She does a Cher impersonation.
Was there anything in your childhood that happened to you that was traumatic, besides his mom being a Cher impersonator?
No. Well, no. That's why I say I had the good childhood and got progressively worse with adulthood. I don't think the good childhood has nothing to do with why I do drugs.
When you first did heroin, how old were you then? And how did you get there?
14 was weed. 16 was like opiates. And 21, I think it was heroin.
I asked Ray if his parents know his situation. Do you have a relationship?
Yeah, I got a good relationship with them. They want me to come back and see them more. But it gets hard going back and forth. They know my situation. They're kind of dealing with their things. So when I'm there, I kind of just brought extra stuff. So kind of just give them a break from their things. Because they got my sister's kids now. And they got a whole full household. So I would just be probably another thing that they got to deal with.
You don't want to be a burden on the parents.
Yeah.